What is up?
Greetings, America and beyond, and welcome, friends, to The Break Size, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality, to your health, to your well-being, and to addressing your challenges, your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity and acne and eczema and psoriasis and rosacea, digestive ailments and autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. This renewing system is how the body operates. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds, if you want to help a loved one, a workmate, a family member, a friend get off their meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here for you on The Bright Side. Our number is 855-660-4261. Get on board early. It's first come, first serve, and the lines fill up fast. 855-660-4261 is your number. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products that you hear us talk about or advertise on the program, head over to brightsideben.com, click on the shopping cart, and you'll find all the longevity products up there, including my personal favorite, the BTT, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, multivitamin mineral complex powder that you add to water. You drink it up, sip on it all day long. It's like giving yourself a nice, steady state, low-level influx of vitamin A and vitamin C and vitamin D and vitamin K and essential amino acids and MSM and chondroitin, fruit and vegetable powders, potassium, chromium, truly a cornucopia of nutrients. It's $50 a canister. Most folks will notice appetite suppression, weight loss, more energy, just feeling better within one or two doses. If you haven't tried this stuff yet, give it a shot. You can find out all about it at brightsideben.com, or you can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. All right. Thanks for joining us once again on The Bright Side. I want to talk a little bit more about the electrical nature of food, our main point being that we eat for electrical energy. We eat for the electrical qualities of food. Whether we know it or not, when we eat, we're choosing foods, we're preferring foods anyway, that are electrically active. By choosing these electrically active foods, or by amping up, by turning on electrical energy, we can eat less food. If you're one of those folks that finds that you can't stop eating food, chances are you're not getting enough electrical energy from foods, which means you're probably eating a lot of dead food and a lot of processed food. A McDonald's hamburger doesn't count as an electrically active piece of food. No fast foods, for the most part, are going to count as electrically active pieces of food. That is processed fast food. Vegetable fast foods or spirulina fast foods or sprout fast foods are loaded with electrical energy, and one of the advantages of eating these kinds of live foods is you're going to eat less calories. Same is true about amping up the electrical energy of your food. If you can amp it up, if you can turn up the electrical energy of food, you're going to eat less. Yesterday, we talked about Celtic sea salt, really any sea salt or rock salt or Himalayan salt, and nutritional oils will increase the energetics of food. Combining salt and oils is one of the all-time great strategies for losing weight and eating less calories. Combining avocados with salt, combining nutritional oils and salt and vegetables, roasting your Brussels sprouts with oil and Celtic sea salt, using sprouts and oil and salt. Get yourself a box of sprouts. Get some spicy sprouts. Throw on some Celtic sea salt. put on a bunch of oil, and eat that box of sprouts. And I guarantee you that's going to be one of the most filling meals you ever eat. It's going to cost you $3, and you're going to get lots and lots of electrical energy. Another great way to amp up electrical energy is use water. Use lots of water with your foods. This is one of the reasons why liquefying foods is such an important health strategy. When you liquefy foods, first of all, you're going to get better absorption. It makes it easier for your body to handle the nutrients. It's like pre-digesting the foods when they're liquefied. But liquid foods are also more electrically active. Liquid soups, juices, smoothies, they're easier for the body to process because they are, in essence, pre-digested. But also, the water content makes these foods more electrically active. Eat watery foods. Drinking water is probably a good idea. With your meals, it's probably a good idea to drink lots of water, actually. But if you're eating live foods like sprouts and like vegetables, you're going to get water in a structured form. Water in a live food has a certain kind of chemical structure. It may come as a surprise to you, but there's actually two types of water. Or more accurately, there's two phases in water. There's an organized phase or a structured phase, and there's a disorganized phase, a chaotic phase. When you eat live food, you get organized, structured water. And this is one of the reasons why eating live foods, eating the water content of live foods, can be so filling and so satisfying. Water is super interesting stuff. Despite the fact that 70% of our planet and our bodies is composed of water, most of us still don't have a good grip on how we can best leverage the power, the electrical energy of this ubiquitous substance that's so vital to life. You can go 2 months without food, but if you don't have water for 2 weeks, you're going to be lucky to make it even 10 days without water. Most people probably wouldn't make it 1 week without water. Basically, no water, no life. When it comes to eating and when it comes to health, and please do not underestimate the unbelievable importance of the relationship between eating and health, of the relationship between food and health. When it comes to eating behavior and health, you want to eat light, you want to eat less, and you want to eat liquid. Light, less, and liquid. When I say light, I'm talking metaphorically light. That means we want to be eating not a lot, not heavy foods. We want to be eating lighter foods. Lighter foods have more electrical energy. And we want to eat foods that contain light energy, like live foods, like vegetables, like sprouts, like spirulina and chlorella and seaweed. These are all foods that are close to light. They've trapped the energy of light, and they haven't gone down the food chain. They're closer to photonic light energy. Sprouts, vegetables, seaweed, chlorella, spirulina. We want to eat less. Nearly every single study that's been ever done on longevity shows that the less you eat, the longer you live. And common sense will tell you the same thing. The less work your body has to perform processing foods, digesting foods, clearing poisons out of the body, the more energy it has to grow and repair. Now, certainly you want to get your nourishment, but the less calories you eat while maintaining your nutrients, I call it the CRAN diet, calorie restriction adequate nutrition, or calorie restriction optimum nutrition, the healthier you'll be and the longer you will be living. And if you're dealing with autoimmunity or any kind of immune disease or any kind of inflammatory disease or any kind of degenerative disease, eating less foods is one of the most powerful, all-time great strategies for helping yourself feel better and accelerating the healing and regenerating process. And eat liquid. Eat water. Liquids are so important. Smoothies and juices. Grind your foods up. Back in the late 19th century, the great Austrian visionary, philosopher, inventor, Victor Schauberger, developed some very important ideas about water that can be applied to fluid dynamics, fluid movement, fluid dynamics and fluid movement in the human body. Schauberger studied water in nature. He studied how rivers flow, how springs move, and many of his understandings about the movement and the energy conduction, the energy production of moving water can be applied to the human body. I'll tell you what I mean when we come back from our break. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side of the Genesis Communication Network. Our number 855-660-4261. We got more good stuff coming up right after this break. Don't go away.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. Thanks, folks, for being here. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific Time and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24/7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. You will find a shopping cart up there. You'll find a join the team link that you can click on if you want to start a longevity business, make some money selling longevity products. You can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. If you've got questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, questions about ingredients, about formulation, skincare, we welcome your calls here on the Bright Side. Got a couple lines open for you at 855-660-4261. We're talking about the electrical energy of food. When it comes to eating behavior and health, you want to eat light, you want to eat less, and you want to eat liquids. The whole idea of eating liquids is based on the fact that liquid food is pre-digested, and also based on the fact that when liquid sloshes around, when water moves around, it becomes electrically conductive. This is something that Victor Schauberger, the great Austrian philosopher and inventor and visionary, talked about back in the 19th century. Schauberger studied vortexes. Vortex is water moving in a, towards the center. Movement of water towards a center creates this shape that we call a vortex. And vortexes create much more electrical energy than when fluids are chaotically spewed outward. Schauberger noticed that when water spins towards the center, as in a vortex, there's more electrical energy than when water spews outward. According to Schauberger, this spinning vortex, which is technically a vacuum, the spinning vortex that's created by liquids has an oxygen trapping effect. And where there's oxygen, there is electricity. A vortex creates electrical energy via an oxygen trapping effect. Schauberger believed that a healthy body was in a flowing biomagnetic state, and disease is the opposite. Disease is a clogging of this spinning, flowing, oxygen trapping, electrically charged fluid system. This is a lot. We've talked about this before, that clogging and inflammation and lack of movement is the core, the root of the disease process. As long as you have particles in fluids, whether those fluids are lymph or blood, as long as you have little pieces, particles and fluids, you're going to have conduction of electrical energy. This is why it is so, so important to keep your lymph moving and to keep your blood moving. And this is why blood clotting and blood clogging are precursors to the disease process. The way rails carry a rail car, water or fluids carry electrical energy. Technically speaking, it's the combination of solids in the water that accounts for a liquid's electroconductivity, which when it comes to food is an important point to keep in mind. Pieces or solids in liquids, in flowing liquids, conduct electrical energy. And generally speaking, the more particles that are suspended or dissolved in water, the more electrical the liquids are going to be. We spent several days talking about the relationship of electricity to taste, and water's electrical conductivity properties are why moist foods, watery foods, taste better than dry food. All water, as long as there's going to be some dissolved or suspended solids in the water, all water is going to conduct a certain amount of energy. That's why lifeguards tell you to get out of the pool when there's a lightning storm approaching. But the most electroconductive water is going to be water that is in movement, that has some kind of flow that's associated with it. And this is why this next strategy that I'm going to tell you about for amping up electrical energy of food can be so helpful. You want to spin your water or spin your fluids in a blender. When you spin your fluids in a blender, you create a vortex. You amp up the electrical energy. You enhance the oxygen trapping effects of the water, especially in combination with electrolytes, potassium, sodium, chloride, magnesium, calcium. When you combine these electrolytes with water and spin them up in a vortex, you create electrical energy. And this is why blended juices or blended vegetable waters or even blended fruit waters can be so satisfying. Even if you just drop a cucumber in a blender with some water, you're going to be able to take advantage of the satisfying, electrifying effect of the liquid. The combination of electrically active particles in a liquid medium with the spinning vortex from a blender creates an electrified liquid that is extremely satisfying. Just a cucumber and water can be super, super satisfying, and it makes a great, great diet strategy, especially for you guys on the ASAP. It's called vortex mechanics. Vortex mechanics is the idea of creating energy by spinning liquid, spinning water in a vortex. If you use a high-powered blender like a Vitamix, you can just drop a whole lime or a whole lemon in some water. Not only will you get a tasty drink, not only will you get an electrified drink with tremendous nutritional value and medicinal value, you'll get vitamin C, you'll get bioflavonoids, you'll get essential oils, but you're also going to get an electrified, electrically active, very satisfying and refreshing drink. These kinds of electrically activated liquids can be especially effective if you feel like you're under the weather, or you feel a cold coming on. This is a classic low energy state. You can almost feel the low energy state of a cold coming on. Things start to get a little sluggish. You feel a little bit slow, and you'll say, oh, I got a cold coming on. What you're really feeling is this decrease in the electrical energy in your body. Drinking an electrified liquid, drinking electrified lime water or lemon water via dropping a lime or lemon in a spinning vortex in a blender or Vitamix can be an incredibly effective strategy for helping prevent or helping reduce, at least reduce, the duration of a cold. If you really want to go all out, you can actually buy water vortex machines that will so effectively create vortexes that the water, at least according to the claims by the people who make the machines, the water can be so charged that it will actually become structured. Just like the structured water in a piece of lettuce or a piece of vegetable, according to the manufacturers of these water vortex machines, you can actually create your own structured water. Now, whether or not these claims are true or whether they have practical health relevance, that's a matter of opinion. I don't know of any literature that supports the claims, but the fact remains that there is an amazing and important relationship between water, really all fluids, especially blood fluid and lymph fluid. There's a critical relationship between water, solutes or particles in the water, and movement. And in the body, this flow of water is unbelievably critical. When we talk about inflammation, what we're really talking about is a clogging up, a blockade of flow. This is the hallmark sign of inflammation, is a blockade of the flow of liquids. When you have a blockade of the flow of liquids, not only do you get lack of nutrients to cells and to tissues, not only do you get lack of detoxification from cells and tissues, not only do you get a lack of oxygen to cells and tissues, but you also get a decrease in this electrical energy. A couple days ago, I got a call from my friend Mario. Mario's mom has Meniere's disease. So Mario calls me up. He says, what can we do about Meniere's disease? Meniere's disease is an inner ear issue that affects your balance, and he wanted to know what can you do, what kind of nutrition can you use. And guess what I told him? I told him, make sure your mom is regular. Make sure she's not constipated. Make sure she doesn't have loose stools. I basically told him that his mom has to work on her digestive system. And it's the same thing that I say when people ask me about arthritis or Alzheimer's or acne. Why? Because all degenerative disease where the body is falling apart, where the body doesn't heal, where the body doesn't recover and regenerate the way it's supposed to, all of this is the result of inflammation, micro-inflammation at the tiny, tiny level of a cell. Hang tight. I'll tell you what I mean when we come back from our break. We'll take your phone calls as well at 855-660-4261. We're coming back at you right after this. Don't go away.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen. I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are back on the bright side. I am pharmacist Ben. We'll get your phone calls here in a sec. 855-660-4261. We're talking about movement and electrical energy. I got a call from my buddy Mario a couple days ago. His mom had Meniere's disease and he wanted to know what he could take. And I found myself saying the same thing I say all the time when people ask me about arthritis or cancer or Alzheimer's or acne or atherosclerosis or whatever. The body is a healing system. We say this every day at the beginning of the program, but if the body's not healing, if it's not recovering, if it's not regenerating, rest assured you're dealing with inflammation. When I say inflammation, I'm talking about micro-inflammation. Many times when we hear the word inflammation, we think of swollen ankles or something, but you have to understand that the swollen ankle or the swollen eye or the swollen joints started out, the inflammation at the macro level, at the big level, started out as inflammation at the micro level, at the cell level, micro-inflammation at the teeny, teeny levels of a cell, and this micro-inflammation is where the disease process begins. Inflammation means stagnation, and stagnation is always the enemy. Just like a stagnated pond or a stagnated body of water is a breeding ground for vermin and for bacteria and for mosquitoes and from everything yucky, stagnation in the body is exactly the same, folks. Stagnation and inflammation in the body are like stagnation in a fetid pond. Our bodies are like fetid ponds of water. Can you imagine health under a condition where our body's fluids aren't moving? Stagnation and health are mutually exclusive. This is the root of all degenerative disease. People, if we are really interested in reversing the degenerative process, in getting our birthright back, our birthright of health and wellness and vitality, we have to understand this connection between fluids that aren't moving and the disease process. Stagnation is the root of all degenerative disease. It's the birthplace of all disease, and it's all because of this lack of electrical energy that is formed when fluids move. Stagnation means fluids are not moving. Degenerative disease means fluids are not moving. That's what it means when we say microinflammation is the cause of all disease. That's it. There's 12,000 different diseases, according to the World Health Organization, and all 12,000 different diseases at their core have fluids that aren't moving secondary to an inflammatory process. Fluids that aren't moving secondary to the inflammatory process means cells that are starving, cells that are toxic, and cells that are deprived of oxygen, that is, cells that are suffocating. And because all disease is cell disease, you've now put in a nutshell, wrapped it up in a little bow, the cause of all disease. How cool is that? You just heard it on the bright side, no matter what your doctor tells you. Starvation, suffocation, toxification, secondary to stagnation and inflammation. All right, got lots more I want to talk about when it comes to the electrical energy of foods. We'll continue this discussion tomorrow. Time to hit our phones. 855-660-4261 is our number. Cord has been holding on a long time. What's up, buddy? How you doing? Cord in Missouri.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Welcome to the bright side, buddy.
How you doing? I've been a new listener to your program. It's pretty awesome. I listen to Dr. Gordon and Dr. Wallach, so
cool.
I guess you'd be number three.
All right.
But I actually have three questions, so I'll be
sure.
Brief. My first one's over calcium.
Okay.
Because I definitely know that longevity's calcium is really absorbable, and that's what you want to look forward to whenever you're getting calcium. But, you know, like if you're shopping around online, you know, calcium, there's so many varieties. You know, there's calcium carbonate, calcium lactate, calcium.
Okay. We'll give you the rundown on calcium. I'll give you the whole rundown on calcium. It's a great question. What are your other two questions, Cord?
The other one's about, I don't know if you know about a whole lot about foods, but the next one's about ginger roots, and I do I do listen to your advice, and I take, I drink smoothies every day.
Okay.
And I also just chop up some fresh ginger roots from the store.
Good deal.
I read somewhere online that, it's kind of weird, but that ginger root can inhibit the absorption of fat-soluble vitamins.
I'm not sure how that would work. What's your third question, buddy?
And the third one's over thinning hair. I've heard that like nettle root and nettle leaf can help. Kind of, I don't know if stop the hair loss or help grow it back. I don't know if you know anything about that.
Let me take those questions one at a time. First of all, calcium is a very tricky substance. It's very, very important. I don't mean to underestimate the importance of calcium, maybe the single most important mineral in the body, arguably anyway. It's got lots of roles to play, but at the same time, you want to be very careful about how you supplement with calcium. Calcium and all mineral absorption requires a functioning fat absorption system. And
given that one out of three Americans is dealing with some kind of fat malabsorption problem, if you don't take your calcium in the correct form, if you don't address digestive issues, and if you don't use cofactors with that calcium may not get absorbed in calcification of tissue, where tissue actually absorbs calcium or where calcium deposits in tissue, can be a leading cause of death. Calcification of the heart, calcification of the brain, calcification of the kidneys, calcification of soft tissues in the body is a big problem. So you want to be very, very respectful of calcium. As always, with all minerals, the best way to get your minerals is going to be in foods. And this is especially true about calcium, which is such a tricky mineral to absorb. Green leafy vegetables are a great source of calcium. Spirulina has a little bit of calcium in it. Sprouts have a little bit of calcium in it. The reason why you want to focus on food-based calcium is because calcium requires magnesium for its absorption. It requires vitamin K for its absorption as well. And you'll get these vitamin K and you'll get magnesium in a lot of natural foods, the green leafy vegetables and the veggies that contain the calcium. So first and foremost, the best way to get your calcium is going to be from veggies, green leafy veggies. Everybody knows about milk for getting their calcium, but what do you think the cows get the calcium to put in the milk? They get it from the grass. Grass is a wonderful source of calcium. In fact, grass is a wonderful source of a lot of nutrients, and it's too bad that we don't have the digestive systems to eat grass, because there's tons of nutritional value in all kinds of grasses, as you would expect if you've been listening to the last couple of Bright Side episodes. The electrical nature of food is so important, and grass is mega electrically active. So, number one, when it comes to calcium, best source is going to be veggies, green leafy veggies, cabbage, kale, kohlrabi, broccoli. All of these are good sources of calcium. Sprouts are also good sources of calcium. Second thing about calcium is when you take your calcium supplements with magnesium, and take your calcium supplements with vitamin K, and take your calcium supplements with tools for improving fat absorption. Make sure you're using bile salts. This is especially if you have a problem with fat absorption. Make sure you're using your digestive enzymes and take your calcium with fatty meals. If you have a real big problem with fat malabsorption, you're going to want to take your calcium as well as your other minerals with lecithin as well. So it wouldn't hurt us all to do this. At the end of meals, use your calcium, use your magnesium, use your essential fatty acids, use your fatty vitamins at the end of fatty meals, and then take all of these supplements with digestive enzymes, with apple cider vinegar, as well as a little bit of lecithin, especially if you're dealing with fat malabsorption issues. A couple weeks ago, there was an article that was, I forgot where it came out on, but it was all over the news here in Denver, here in Colorado, on the problems with calcium supplementation. Hang tight, because I'll tell you what I mean when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, or if you want to join the Bright Side Ben team, head over to brightsideben.com and click on the Join the Team link in the upper left-hand corner of the page. We're coming back at you with more good health information right after this. Don't go away. Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're talking to Cord in Missouri about calcium and ginger. Calcium supplements lead to heart disease. This was an article that came out a couple of weeks ago. I'm reading it off of Medical News Today. Men who take calcium supplements are more likely to die of heart disease than those who do not take supplements. You say, what the heck is going on? I thought calcium was so good for me. Now it's associated with heart disease. Well, the problem with calcium is its absorption. Minerals in general are very difficult for the body to absorb. Go dig out some rocks from your garden, drop them in water, and see what happens to the rocks. They don't go into the solution. They sink to the bottom because rocks don't absorb. And calcium from rock forms, calcium carbonate, for example, limestone kind of calcium isn't going to absorb either, or at least it'll be absorbed very poorly. That's why calcium is such a tricky mineral. In fact, all minerals are tricky for the body to handle, and mineral supplementation is something you want to be very, very careful of. Now, there's three main kinds of minerals, really. You've got macro minerals that your body needs in large amounts, like calcium, like magnesium, minerals that your body needs in gram amounts, really. And then there's micro minerals that your body needs in microgram amounts, things like selenium and zinc, for example. And then there's the super-duper trace minerals, the kind of minerals that you'll find in the plant derived minerals from Youngevity, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, products like that, the Ultimate Classic, etc. So you've got three main kinds of minerals. The problem with minerals is not so much in the seleniums and the zincs and the trace minerals, but it's in the macro minerals, because when these things are taken in large quantities and they're not absorbed, they can deposit in the kidneys and the brain and the soft tissue of the body and the heart, and they can indeed be associated with calcification and an untimely demise, as all of these articles that came out a couple of weeks ago are pointing out to. What do you do? Well, number one, get your calcium and your magnesium as much as you can, your macro minerals, your potassium, your sodium, your chloride, etc., from
foods. This is the importance of living live foods, which tend to be rich in easy-to-absorb minerals. Secondly, use colloidal minerals or use chelated minerals. Use minerals that have been manipulated so they're easier to absorb. In the case of colloidal minerals, it's actually plants that have done the manipulation. In the case of chelated minerals, they're been manipulated in a factory, but the point is they're easier for the body to absorb. Look for colloidal minerals and look for chelated minerals. The most poorly absorbed minerals are going to be minerals like calcium carbonate, these salt form minerals is technically what they're called. So if you're going to use these kind of minerals, if you're going to use any kind of calcium supplements or magnesium supplements, take them with food, take them with bile salts. Calcium in particular, you want to make sure that you're getting vitamin K. Now, we haven't talked a lot about vitamin K, but it's mega, mega important. It's made by bacteria in the gut. If you have any digestive problems, chances are you're going to be dealing with a vitamin K deficiency. And without vitamin K, it makes it much more difficult for your body to process and handle calcium. So it's probably not a bad idea to make sure you're getting 5,000 micrograms or so of vitamin K every day, especially with your calcium. So much to talk about when it comes to calcium and mineral supplementation, but I hope that answers your question about the different forms of calcium. And as far as your ginger root question, ginger is a wonderful herb. It's great for appetite suppression. I'm sorry, it's great for appetite stimulation. It's great for nausea and vomiting. Ginger's been shown to thin the blood for folks who are dealing with blood clotting. Sometimes doctors will tell you not to use ginger before surgery, the same way they tell you not to use vitamin E and essential fatty acids before surgery. I have heard about iron, ginger interfering with iron absorption, and you're telling me about ginger and fat malabsorption or problems absorbing fatty nutrients. I don't know of a specific mechanism for that, and I'm always suspicious when I read things that don't explain exactly how the chemistry of absorption blocking works. So I'm going to defer on that to anybody who has some can tell me how the mechanism works. Other than that, it's just kind of internet gobbledygook as far as I'm concerned. However, I'm open-minded to that. If anybody out there knows of a mechanism of how ginger can affect or cause malabsorption of fat-soluble nutrients, I'm open-minded. Did you have a third question, Cord?
Yeah, it was about like nettle root. You know anything about nettle root or nettle leaf?
Nettle?
Or,
did you say nettle? NETTLE?
Yeah, like a little fine.
Yeah. Nettle is amazing stuff. I wouldn't tell you it's going to grow hair on your head, but it is involved with the male hormone system. It's been used to help with acne and other male hormone kinds of health issues. You may want to try some nettle for male pattern baldness. Male pattern baldness typically is an issue of super testosterone, which is known as DHT. You can see commercials for DHT inhibiting shampoos these days. The best DHT inhibitor I know of is zinc, and anybody who's dealing with any male hormonal issues, really any hormonal issues, should be on 50 milligrams of zinc and working with sugar too, because zinc is used up in sugar processing. So the more sweets and the more processed sugars and the more refined carbohydrates you eat, the more likely a zinc deficiency is going to be, especially if you're not supplementing with 50 milligrams of zinc picolinate. And like calcium and like magnesium and like other minerals, zinc absorption is dependent on the digestive system, on digestive health, especially if you have fructose malabsorption syndrome. People dealing with the FMS, problems with fructose, are known to have zinc depletion issues with zinc absorption and may be depleted in their zinc stores, and that is absolutely not a good thing. Zinc is certainly one of the most important of those micro minerals that we need, along with selenium and iron and such, molybdenum and minerals that you need in smaller quantities. So if you're eating a lot of sugar, you're eating a lot of refined flours, please make sure you're taking 50 milligrams of zinc. If you got diabetes also, because of zinc's role in sugar metabolism, make sure you're on 50 milligrams of zinc and always balance your zinc out with copper. Wish we had more time, Cord. Got to move on. Thanks so much for your call. Julie, what's up? Thanks for calling The Bright Side. How you doing?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am. What's going
okay.
on?
My husband's 34 years old. He was diagnosed about a year ago with severe aplastic anemia.
Okay.
We tried immunosuppressant therapy last May.
Okay.
And our doctor is trying to get us to go through a bone marrow transplant.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
And so we started looking at alternatives.
There's only one alternative, and I don't mean to cut you off, but it's just I don't need to hear the details. Aplastic anemia is a disease where your bone marrow and stem cells in the bone marrow become damaged. There's only one reason why cells become damaged. Only one. You tell this to your doctor. There's only one reason why cells become damaged. That's because of microinflammation that surrounds those cells, and microinflammation is due to starvation, suffocation, and toxification. You don't, I don't know how far along you are, so I'm not going to tell you what to do in terms of your health, or your husband, that is, but I can tell you that if you have any kind of anemia, that means you're not making red blood cells, that means you're not making, in the case of aplastic anemia, you're not making white blood cells, you're not making platelets either, but if you're not making cells, if cells are damaged, they're being starved, they're being suffocated, and they're being toxified, that means stuff is not moving out and stuff is not moving in. How does inflammation get into the body? How do cells become inflamed at the micro level? Stuff is getting into the system, into the body system that shouldn't be there, and that usually means some kind of food. Ma'am, do we still have Julie? Julie, are you there? Okay, how old's your husband?
He's 34.
How is his? How long have you been married?
We've been married, it'll be 3 years.
How long have you known him?
Almost 9.
Okay. Do you hang around him a lot?
Well, yeah.
Do you pay attention to what's happening? Well, like how he's feeling and what's going on as you're looking at him and talking to him and having dinner, et cetera?
Yeah.
Good. How's his digestion?
Well, it's always been good. Well, let me just tell you real quick. I mean, we started juicing 2 weeks ago, and he's been on Youngevity for 6 days.
Okay, we only have a minute, though, Julie. You're not answering my question.
Oh.
How's his bowel movements? How's his gas? How's his flatulence? How's his heart rate? Anything? Okay, you hear me? You hear
yeah.
Where I'm going with this? Julie, nobody has aplastic anemia without having a digestive problem first.
Okay.
Okay? So, you've been with him 9 years. You've been married 3 years. You presumably spent a lot of time with him. You sound like a sweet lady. You probably have a great relationship. Does he fart a lot?
Not in front of me, at least.
Okay. Does he have heartburn? Does he have any digestive?
Yes.
Okay. This is what I'm saying, sweetheart. I'm not picking on you. It's just so unfair for doctors who are sworn to help us, who we trust, to not focus first on where the problem begins. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He wants to do a transplant. You know how hideous that is?
Yeah.
It's hideous. And he didn't tell you about his bowel movements, about working on food allergies. And he wants to do a bone marrow. How do these people live with themselves? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This makes me so angry. And I try to contain my emotions here, but this is just so not fair. Julie, focus on his digestive system. Eliminate digestive triggers. Get him on probiotics. There's so much more. But you see how I'm working here?
Yeah.
All right? We don't want him to have a bone marrow transplant.
Yeah.
We don't even want him to go to the doctor anymore.
Correct.
Julie, send me an email, ben@ksco.com. I'll work with you personally. Put your phone number in there as well.
Okay.
That's all the time we have for today. I'm so sorry, folks. We didn't get to all our calls. I try to get to everybody, but there's just so much stuff to talk about. If we missed you, please feel free to call back tomorrow on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, or if you want to join me in my mission to educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation, head over to brightsideben.com, click on the Join the Team link, and check out the Youngevity products on the shopping cart as well. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We will talk to you all later, folks. Bye for now.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com.
LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.